Notes on the Book of Revelation. 4. Dr. Thomas, Translation. Vision of the Son of Man in the Lord's Day, continued. Revelation chapter 1, verse 11. Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou beholdest, write for a scroll, and send it to the seven ecclesias which are in Asia, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Revelation chapter 1, verse 11. Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Comments. Jesus says, I am Alpha, that is, the beginning of God, manifestation in the flesh. The Omega is the end of or fulfilling of Yahweh Elohim, God manifestation in a multitude of ones, that is, the multitudinous Christ glorified. So, Alpha equals God manifestation in Christ. Omega equals God manifestation in the multitudinous Christ. The sound of the trumpet described here could also be to do with the preaching of the Ionian Gospel. What John beheld then, and what he has described as the subject of his first vision, is a representation of the eternal Spirit manifested first in the things behind, as the Alpha and the First, and afterwards in the things before, as the Omega and the Last, and that between these two sets of things or manifestations is the opening of the invisible and the deliverance of the saints from death. In this turning point or epoch between the Alpha things and the Omega things of the Spirit manifestation, the key power unlocks the gates of the invisible and sets the prisoners free from the bonds of death, so that when the Alphas of the Spirit shall become the Omegas, they will be able to say, as the constituents of the one Yahweh and one name, I am the first and the last and the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am living in the aeons of the aeons, or the thousand years. Amen. Not that he shall live no longer, but seeing that the Apocalypse treats almost solely of the millennial day and its antecedents, the duration of the Living One is only relatively, not absolutely, expressed. Dr. John Thomas, Eureka, Volume 1, page 160. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Comments. A whole copy of the Apocalypse sent to all the ecclesias, maybe the beginning of it being recopied and circulated to members and surrounding ecclesias. A scroll of parchment or papyrus. As it circulated round the churches named, copies would doubtless be made by them, and thus the publication began for the sake of those who have ears to hear. C.C. Walker, Notes on the Apocalypse, page 3. Explanation of the map of Asia Minor, for the listener. At this point, the image shows the region known in Scripture as Asia Minor, which is modern-day Western Turkey. Marked on the map are the seven ecclesias named in Revelation chapter 1, verse 11. Starting near the coast is Ephesus, then moving north to Smyrna and Pergamos. Inland are Thyatira and Sardis. Further east is Philadelphia, and to the southeast is Laodicea. Also shown is the island of Patmos, where the Apostle John received the revelation. This map helps us understand that the Apocalypse was not written to abstract groups, but to real ecclesias in real locations, and that the scroll would have circulated in a natural geographical order among them. Dr. Thomas, Translation. Vision of the Son of Man in the Lord's Day, continued. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. And I turned to see the voice which spake with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lightstands. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Comments. That is, as the Lord explained, the seven churches. Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. Ye are the light of the world, on a candlestick, giving light to all that are in the house. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. Many of the apocalyptic visions are based upon the temple and its courts, altars, and furniture, for Christ's bondservants are the temple of the living God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. C.C. Walker, Notes on the Apocalypse, page 3. As if the tabernacle menorah was dismantled, with the lamps placed on the floor, but each oil lamp is on a light stand, a candlestick. Dr. Thomas says the central shaft of the menorah is representative of Christ. Although the static things in the temple become animated, alive, and moving in the apocalyptic visions, as in Revelation chapter 2, verse 1, the saints glorified are symbolized by seven lights, because the seven ecclesias typify the saints. The messages to the seven ecclesias and the representation are intermingled. It seems the candlestick of the tabernacle was transferred to the temple. See 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 11, but is distinct from the seven golden candlesticks. Dr. Thomas' translation, Vision of the Son of Man in the Lord's Day, continued. Revelation chapter 1, verse 13. And in the midst of the seven lightstands, I saw like to a Son of Man invested to the feet, and compassed about the breast with a golden zone. Revelation chapter 1, verse 13. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. Comments. Not actually the Lord Jesus Christ himself, but a symbolic vision representing the one body of Christ, multitudinous, the perfect man. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. The measure of the fullness of the stature of Christ. The voice was as the sound of many waters, and waters in the vision represent multitudes. Revelation chapter 17, verse 15. Notes on the Apocalypse, pages 3 to 4. Dr. John Thomas, Eureka, Volume 1, page 140, has Revelation chapter 1, verse 13, depicting the seven-branch menorah, with the glorified, multitudinous Christ, like a Son of Man, as being the central shaft of the menorah, in the midst of the seven lightstands. Revelation combines in each scene things which are associated or connected, though not chronologically. Son of Man. Dr. Thomas also shows that Son expresses the idea of emanation, that is, emanation from the race of Adam, Son of Man. Eureka, Volume 1, page 143. Righteous divine nature, clothed with a garment down to the foot. Comments. The first clothing was a covering for sin, Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. The clothing of the priesthood was symbolic of righteousness and a change from the mortal to the divine nature. Compare Zechariah chapter 3, verses 3 to 10. Christ's servants put on Christ in baptism, and if they walk as he walked, they will be clothed upon with their house which is from heaven, that mortality may be swallowed up of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 2 and 4. Compare Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Comments. Compare the girdle of the ephod, Exodus chapter 28, verse 8. Also, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 5. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Gold is the symbol of faith, tried, as it were, by fire. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. Also, Lamentations chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Dr. Thomas, translation, Vision of the Son of Man in the Lord's Day, continued. Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. And his head and his hairs, white as it were wool, white as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire. Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. Comments. The hair represents a multitude who are one with the head. The Lamb of God has washed this multitude from their sins in his own blood. See Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Compare Isaiah chapter 7, verse 20. Also Ezekiel chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 29. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, saith Yahweh. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A mission of judgment and retribution. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. Comments. The eye is the symbol of intelligence, for the light of the body is the eye. The nature of the intelligence in predominant activity is expressed by the character of the symbol. Hence, an eye as a flame of fire indicates intelligence in wrathful activity. The word for eye in the Hebrew also signifies fountain, because tears are welled up from the eye as water from a fountain or spring. Hence, the eyes of the man of multitude are fountains of flaming fire. They pour out flames as a fiery stream, and hence become a consuming fire. Dr. John Thomas, Eureka, Volume 1, page 173. Our God is a consuming fire. The eyes represent the saints in the execution of the judgments written. Compare the wheels of Ezekiel chapter 1, the stone of Zechariah chapter 3, verse 9, and the living creatures of Revelation chapter 4. To be continued.